Oh, the left-hand flush.
It's time.
Live from the CG Technology Studio.
Oh, my goodness.
In the entertainment capital of the world.
Bring your lunch.
It's the T.C. Martin Show.
With a flex of the muscles.
Diagnosis.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Prognosis.
So he does a lot of things out on the floor, including dunk.
Osmosis.
Wow, he could really bounce off the floor.
It's the doctor. Martin.
They're going to call the put back by Walker. Here it comes.
The doctor is now in.
Glad to have you with us Friday afternoon. T.C. Martin Show coming your way. Fox Sports Radio, always streaming at tcmartinshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at tcmartin21, LV Sports Network as well. Glad to have you with us and getting ready for a Memorial Day weekend. We've got basketball, baseball, oh, and this thing called the Stanley Cup Final, Game 1 on Monday. Where? Here, Las Vegas, Nevada, T-Mobile Arena. Face-off, a little after 5 o'clock on Monday. Oh, yes, we get it kicking right here, right now. Get your weekend started early with the best nonstop sports talk coming your way. And on the program today, Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, he will join us in a matter of moments. And a little bit later on the program, we will talk to an Emmy Award-winning actor, Bill Camp, who has been in so many fantastic things and won Emmy for his role in The Night Of, an HBO miniseries that took place last year. But he's been in all kinds of stuff. Leftovers, Molly's Game, which is a great poker movie, Rounders, another one of our favorite movies, Birdman, Lincoln, Jason Bourne. But he's coming on today to talk about the great series that he narrates, Quest for the Stanley Cup, which is on ESPN Plus, and there's a lot of great behind-the-scenes stories with the Golden Knights. So Bill Camp will join us about that.
You know, I was very disappointed when I found out that the movie Birdman was not about the real Birdman, Coco Beware. I was very disappointed in that.
Of course.
Or Morris Day and the Time.
Of course. Yeah, I'm with you.
It should have been about either of those guys.
That would be number one, number two, and then number three, what, Batman?
No, Birdman. Wasn't he a character from the cartoons, comics when I was a kid? Well, Birdman?
Something like that. No, it was supposed to be a spinoff of a guy who played Batman on stage.
Yeah.
In a Broadway play.
I actually have it.
Birdman, yeah.
I've got it on a hard drive. Maybe I'll watch it on my way to Washington, D.C.
There's some scenes that are okay. Yeah. Michael Keaton, your man in that.
Michael Keaton's a great actor. I love Michael Keaton.
Edward Norton Jr.'s in that.
Oh, he's good, too.
So, all right. All right, right now, joining us, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, the big enchilada, the man in charge, large and in charge, the one and only great friend of the program, Bill Foley. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, great, TC. How about you?
How about that introduction? Yeah, I bet you haven't had an introduction like that in a while, have you, the big enchilada?
I'd rather just be the little guy that's kind of behind the scenes.
I know. Bill, thanks for taking the time and joining us. Well, you predicted playoffs in 3 years, cup in five. Bill, I got to break this to you. You suck at predictions.
Well, you know, at the time, I don't think many people gave me much credit on the three and five prediction. And I was actually very confident about that prediction because of the way we were stacked up in terms of existing players and players that we'd obtained through the draft. And I was assuming that we would do some dealing at this last year's trade deadline and that we would get more draft picks. And we'd just be loaded. You know, by the time we got to year five, we'd be loaded. Well, we're loaded now. We don't have to wait.
Let's go back to November 22nd, 2016. I know you remember that night very well. We all do. Sitting there in Toshiba Plaza in front of T-Mobile Arena, awaiting the unveiling of the name, the logo, the jersey, all of that great stuff. And look where we are now, Bill. What happened between November 22nd, 2016, and the end of May of 2018 here?
Well, you know, that was a very memorable night. We had, as you recall, we had 5,000 or 6,000 fans that were there just to see the unveiling of a name and a logo. And Gary Bettman said he'd never seen anything like it. So I knew before then we were going to be successful, but that just showed how behind this team the town was. And from then on, before that time and through that whole year until the expansion draft, we worked very hard. George McPhee and his scouting staff, and I was fortunate enough to be on all the meetings. We did five 2.5-day mock draft sessions. By the time we got to the expansion draft, we really knew more about most other teams than they knew about themselves. We knew who we were going to take. We'd made deals. One of the interesting ones is that the Pittsburgh Penguins wanted to make sure we took Fleury, so we agreed to take him, and they gave us a second-round pick in 19. So we have a world-class goalie, and we have a pick. So that was one of maybe 9 or 10 different transactions we did. So we were loaded. I mean, we were ready, and it definitely worked out.
Think about what you just said there, and it's true. The Pittsburgh Penguins wanted to make sure you took Marc-Andre Fleury, a guy that led them to 3 Stanley Cups, 3 rings, and they want to make sure you have them. Isn't that great?
It was great. It was great. And the same thing was true with Minnesota. We laid off a couple of guys and ended up with Eric Halla and, by the way, Alex Tuch. That wasn't
right.
That wasn't bad. And happened with Florida. It happened with the Ducks. Just little things, and we end up with this group of players. Some are very young, or young guys. Tuck, Theo, Carrier, a bunch of them are in that 21, 22, 23 classification. Then a bunch more are 25, 26, 27. And then there's another group that are 30, 31, 32, 33. Derek England, who's, I think, just turned 36. So different leaders at different levels. And the team has really gelled. It's not about them. It's about all of them together as one.
There are a lot of fan bases out there in the league that feel, hey, the Golden Knights, probably don't deserve this in year number one. But when you look at everything that transpired, the great hires you made, and we'll talk about that in a minute, and then the way this team has played, this team is very, very deserving of being in the Stanley Cup. So do you subscribe to the fact that it may not be this easy for Seattle or whoever else comes in, down the road? Like you said, a lot of stuff had to fall in your place, and Marc-Andre Fleury comes here, and you mentioned the other players. This definitely is probably not going to be the norm in the future. And do you see the NHL maybe changing some of the expansion rules around?
I believe when Seattle comes in, they get the same rules that we got, but they're paying a bit more money. So that seems fair to me, and we're not going to be participating in that distribution of funds. But it's part of our original deal when we went into the league. I believe all the teams in the league are going to be more attuned to what we did to them, and they'll be a little more reticent about leaving certain people exposed that they could do something else with that person. They could trade them. They could take action. And I believe Seattle will have a more difficult time. We caught them by surprise. We were the only team in the draft. Our rules were slightly more favorable. But if you go back to August of this, before the season started, there's not one of the pundits, not one of the sports writers. No one gave us credit for being any better than maybe the 30th best team in the league. They really didn't get what we'd put together, and they don't get it. They don't believe it now, and I'm okay with that. I love being the underdog, and we are the underdog against the Capitals. They're experienced. They're a terrific team, and we're going to have to really play our very best to be competitive with these guys.
Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley, the man that started it all, going on now, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, and here we are, Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 approaching on Monday. You made some significant hires. It started with George McPhee, went to Gerard Gallant, Carey Buchholz, and the list goes on and on and on all the way down. There are so many quality people within this organization. But George McPhee really has been a great architect of all this. And I remember us talking way back when how you were spending so much time with George and you really felt, man, he is the guy. And then you guys really constructed this thing together.
Well, that's right. George is a great visionary. He knows the game. He's experienced. He was a GM for the Capitals for 17 years. And they all come in with a little bit of a, like, you mean I'm not good enough to be there anymore? George got fired by the Capitals. Gerard got let go ignominiously in Carolina after the Panthers lost in a game against Carolina, and he had to take his own cab to the airport.
Right.
His assistant coach, Mike Kelly, got fired. Von Karpen, our director of player personnel, was fired. Almost every one of the guys had been fired. And if you think about the players, in effect, they were all fired. So part of that is this, the mantra and the culture we created about we're underdogs, but we're all together, we're part of a team, we're part of this military culture, and the guys have adapted to it, and they love it. And George is, I give him the credit. He's the guy that did it.
When you initially interviewed George, were you concerned about that? About, okay, well, this guy got fired by the Caps or whatever? Because anytime you're going to, you know, make this huge, you know, decision to hire someone like this, of course, you're going to vet that person and look at his background and everything. Was there anything there that concerned you?
Well, I interviewed seven different guys to be the general manager, and George had the most experience. And to be honest with you, when I called him on the telephone to ask him to come out for a more formal interview, and he came up to Montana, and then we had dinner that night, then we talked the next morning, then he took off, and the next guy came in, and we did the same routine for about 4 or 5 days. I actually knew within 15 minutes of talking to him on the telephone that he was the guy. You could just feel it. I could feel his enthusiasm, his desire to be competitive, his desire to win. The fact that at one point he told me, he said, and it's not totally accurate, but said, I really don't care what I make, I want to win the cup. And when he said that, I thought, okay, I've got a low-ego guy here who's just wants to get the job done. And so he fits my culture, because that's really the way I am.
In the very beginning, the Maloofs were a key element in this. Gavin, Joe, George, they've kind of gone unnoticed to a certain degree. Let's give them credit, too. I think so. Talk a little bit about your relationship with them and their role in all this.
Well, they were the guys that really came to me and had the idea of bringing hockey to the desert before there was an arena built. And we went to a few initial meetings with the NHL a year before we ever got permission to run the ticket drive. And so they were with me in all those meetings. And then we got permission to run the ticket drive, and they were really the thought process behind getting this the founding 50. Each one of those people would sell 50 tickets. We made that finally the founding 75. So that was they were a very important component of that piece of the puzzle. As we went through the process, it became clear that the league really wanted one person to represent the team. We could have more than one general partner, but they wanted one person who was going to be the guy they talked to. And disproportionately, I ended up investing a fair amount more money than they did. And so as a result, they're still involved. I see Gavin at almost every game. I see George periodically and Phil. I feel we're close, and I feel like we're on great terms. But there's only one room for one guy at the top. If you don't do it that way, you end up kind of being distracted, and you're worried about little things as opposed to the big things, which is winning the cup.
The best $500 million you've ever spent?
I'm having more fun with this $500 million, and we've bought companies for billions and billions, and they've been hard work, and we've done well and made good money, but this is really fun. I mean, every day is fun going to the practice facility, seeing the players, watching them practice, being with George, figuring out our next strategic move and tactical move. So, you know, I'm all in, and I love it. It's really great.
How many games have you been able to attend this season?
I've gone to every home game. I haven't gone to an away game, and I didn't go to the first couple with the Kings, and then we beat them. And so I'm a little worried. So I didn't. I was going to go to the two Sharks games because I was up in Northern Cal, and I thought, yeah, maybe we'll just have a watch party at the house.
Not the superstition thing now. Come on, right?
Maybe a little bit. Routine. It's just a routine.
Routine. There you go. Not superstition. Routine. Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley joined us. Bill, what has been your favorite part of this season?
I would say I love proving people wrong, that you know you're better than they say you would be, or that you accomplish more than people think you can accomplish. And that's been the most fun for me. And I've been pinching myself as we've gone through the season, because we had that unbelievable start in the wake of the October 1st massacre, and the players pulled together so well. And then we got all of our goalies hurt, you know, one after another. We got down to number four pretty quickly, and we survived it. And I thought, wow, that's good. And then I started looking at the odds, and the odds were that if we were where we were at Thanksgiving, we had roughly an 86% chance of making the playoffs. And that's when I first thought it was real, that we were really going to do it. And we kept on getting better and better as we went through the season. I mean, and obviously, we beat the Avalanche to get in the playoffs, and then we beat the Blues and the Sharks to win the Pacific. And then we've done pretty good in the playoffs so far, too. Maybe a little better than people thought.
I guess so. So, thoughts on the Washington Capitals. Game one coming up Monday. Home ice, T-Mobile Arena. The atmosphere has been electric for each and every home game. It's got ramped up here for every playoff series. And here we go. The ultimate prize, Lord Stanley's Cup. Your Vegas Golden Knights, the city's team, playing for it. And it starts on Monday. Give us your thoughts on the Caps.
Boy, they are a big, tough team. And they've got a few guys on that team that have been trying to get to where they are. They're going to be on Monday for many, many years. The Caps hadn't been in the conference finals since 1998. And I think they lost to the Red Wings that year in the Stanley Cup, or maybe in 96.
Right.
So that's a hungry team, and we're the upstarts. I feel like we match up pretty well. We're not going to be as tired as the Caps, but for the Stanley Cup, I don't think anyone lets fatigue get to them. Everyone's going to play hard every night. I'm confident, but I'm not being arrogant about it. It's going to be a tough series against a very tough opponent. They're big and they're bruisers. We've got a little speed on them, so we'll just see. We'll see if speed wins.
Any friendly wagers going with Caps owner Ted Leonis at all? Now, that's a common thing, you know, with mayors and maybe some owners of different sports teams and everything.
No, I'm low profiling it. I really am. I'm low profiling it, and George may want to make a bet with somebody, but a friendly wager. But I'm going to let him take care of that. George did something else interesting. The playoffs, the guys start growing beards, and I said, "Well, George, are you going to grow a beard?" He said, "You know, I've seen a lot of coaches grow beards. They lose the first two, and the beard comes off. So we decide not to grow beards."
Yeah, I can't see George in a beard. You know, can't see it. Either one of you guys. So I'm with you on that one all the way. All right, Bill. So I'm going to ask you to make a prediction now, even though that we know you stink at predictions. What's the prediction? How many games are going? What's happening here?
I believe we're going to win the series. I don't want to jinx it by saying I have a feeling of when we're going to win the series, but I do believe we're going to win the series.
Now, if you're going to make a bold statement that you're going to the playoffs in 3 years, win the cup in five, you have to make a prediction here, my friend. You have to.
We will win the series.
Okay, you will win the series. All right. So how do you feel about parades then?
I'm going to be right in the front car with that Stanley Cup.
Hey, seriously, have you guys actually even touched upon that yet? Or is that like kind of bad mojo? Let's don't talk about it. Or have you secretly, you guys have been planning something and talking to people in the city, Mayor Goodman?
Not yet. Don't want to jinx it.
There you go.
But okay. We're not superstitious.
Of course not. Exactly, right? Routine, my friend, right? That's what we call it.
That's right.
Bill, always a pleasure visiting with you. You've always been gracious from day one. Is it coming on the show? We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you at T-Mobile on Monday. And this is just a great time for this city. You get a lot of accolades, deservedly so. And the entire organization, fantastic job.
Thanks, TC. It was good being with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, the head enchilada, the guy that started all of this, along with the Maloofs. Best $500 million that he spent. And if you remember going back about the expansion fee, people were saying, this is ridiculous. It's almost double the price of what any other franchise has paid. But Bill Foley's going to go ahead and shell out $500 million? Hockey in the desert? Gary Bettman, is he really, behind this? The National Hockey League? The fourth-rated pro sports league? Best $500 million he's ever spent.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
No.
I mean, here's the thing. Look, if I had the ability to do that, I would love to own a professional franchise. And I would like to think that I would be more like Bill Foley and not like that buffoon Jerry Jones, who thinks he knows more than the people he hires to run the team. What I respect about Bill Foley is that he's hands-off. He owns the team, he signs the checks, but he lets the hockey people, Kelly McCrimmon, obviously George McPhee, Gerard Gallant, make the hockey decisions. Everyone else who's associated, all the scouts, he's not interfering. He doesn't think he knows more than his GM or, you know, to me, those owners are the worst. I don't want my owner to think he knows more. Look, you stick to oil or whatever it was that made you money. You let the football people or the basketball people or, you know, and even though he was very, you know, outspoken and flamboyant, Mark Cuban is another guy who he lets basketball people handle the basketball stuff. Now, he likes to be in the spotlight, but he's not telling his GM, you need to go out and get this guy. We need to draft this guy. You know, that's the cool thing about Foley. He doesn't tell GM, you know, George McPhee what to do. He's not telling Gallant, hey, you need to put these guys out here because these are guys who are selling jerseys.
Right.
That's not, you know, here's the thing. Perfect example. Tomas Tatar, one of my favorite guys on the team, he's making over $5 million a year. Bill Foley's not there telling Gerard Gallant he needs to be in the lineup because he's making that much money a year. He's allowing the hockey people to make the decisions, and that's why they're very successful.
Exactly, and that's the way it usually works for successful teams like that. Successful franchises that go deep, that win championships. You hire good quality people, personnel people, and let them do their job. But I thought it was interesting, like Bill was saying, that I mean, he was very involved in those initial talks after he hired George McPhee, and they were talking about players and this and that. So, and I remember those days. He was in those meetings, but he wasn't saying, hey, you know, go get this guy or whatever, like a Jerry Jones would do. But he was very involved, and he knew what his team was going to be constructed well in advance. He was part of that. But I remember him saying, he goes, hey, those guys make the decisions, but I'm going to be there. Because I'm going to, like, you know, I want to, you know, soak all this stuff in.
Well, he should be there, yeah. But he also, you know, because look, if you're the owner of the team, you should be around and you know, consulted with these types of situations. But, you know, as far as being the guy making the decisions, as far as hockey operations, I'm glad we've got an owner here in Vegas who lets the hockey people do that.
Right, can delegate and do a great job and let his people do the fantastic job they're doing. George McPhee, a fantastic architect. When we come back, we'll talk to Bill Camp, the narrator of the quest for the Stanley Cup and an Emmy Award-winning actor as well. He will join us. We'll talk a little NBA a little bit later on, so hang tight for that. T.C. Martin Show on Fox. Friday, getting ready for your Memorial Day weekend. Game one of the Stanley Cup coming up Monday here in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. I want to thank Bill Foley for joining us. Great stuff from the Vegas Golden Knights owner. So we go from one Bill to another Bill and another guy who loves hockey just as much. And he does the narration for the quest for the Stanley Cup. And he's been doing all this great work for covering the NHL Winter Classic docuseries, and Quest for the Stanley Cup is a fantastic series that airs on ESPN+. He's an Emmy-nominated actor. You probably saw him in The Night Of on HBO. That was fantastic. Love that. As Detective Dennis Box, one of my favorite characters there. He's been in Leftovers, Molly's Game, another great poker movie, Birdman, which was not about Coco Beware, no, Lincoln, Jason Bourne, and one of my personal favorites, Rounders, longtime hockey fan, Bill Camp. How you doing, Bill?
I'm excellent, TC. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
No problem. How about that intro? That intro probably lasted as long as this interview is going to last.
Thank you. Yeah, wow.
Hey, where did you get your hockey roots? Because I know you're a huge hockey fan.
I grew up in Massachusetts, not far outside of Boston, and so I started skating when I was about 4 years old.
Okay.
And I played through high school, and I played a little intramurals in college in Vermont. And then, those were my roots. And I didn't play for a while, and I've been skating here in a couple of leagues in Brooklyn and Queens for the last 5 or 6 years.
Defenseman, centerman, what do I peg
man,
you for?
I'm over 50. So I'm back on the blue line now. I'm, you know, That's pretty much it. Once in a while, if we're short, maybe I'll go up front, like, for a shift or two, but that's about it.
All right, Quest for the Stanley Cup. You do a fantastic job with that. What are some of the Golden Knight stories that you can share with us?
Oh, man, really, just watching Marcia So and Riley Smith, and, you know, I get such a kick out of watching that, the excitement that the city has for the team. And there's an element of, for me, just because it's also my background, there's a kind of theatrical event that I don't feel in other places, you know, that's going on in Vegas right now. And I find that just really, really exciting.
So talk about some of the stories here, because I know what this series does. It takes you behind the scenes of the teams competing for the Stanley Cup and everything. So for those people that didn't get a chance to see it yet, talk about some of those things with the VGK.
Well, gee, let me see. A lot of it takes place on the ice during the games. This playoff series, at least, the road to the Stanley Cup. And so we get the action and what's happening. I'm trying to think of what personal things are going on.
I think guys go back to the locker room, and you show some of that kind of stuff too, and sometimes with the guys on their off days.
Yeah, we get people with their families, you know, hanging out with their families, which is really nice. I think now it's also it's interesting to see the focus that players are having in terms of now that we're into the playoffs. And there was something I think that we touched on this past episode with I don't know if it was Marc-Andre Fleury or about the focus between not getting distracted by everything, you know, and the focus that players have to maintain even in their off days with what's going on right now.
All right, Bill Camp, join us, Emmy-nominated actor and, of course, the narrator for Quest of the Stanley Cup. He did Road to the NHL Winter Classic docuseries as well, too, so a lot of hockey in your background and your resume here as well. Your thoughts about this story, the Vegas Golden Knights, and at what point in time, Bill, for you, because I know you're a hockey guy, you're an East Coast guy, and we've been covering it from day one here, so we're a little skewed or jaded, whatever you want to say to it here, but at what point in time did this organization or this team kind of get your, you know, eyeballs?
I think when they picked up Fleury, obviously, and Neil, that was early on before the season even started, obviously. That sort of got my attention. It's like, oh, wow, this may be something. But as a, like you said, a kind of a follower of, you know, from 40, 50 years back, I didn't really sort of really pay attention until around maybe February, March, because I just could not believe that a first-year expansion team was going to do what they've done. And that, you know, even though they were blowing everybody out of the water just consistently from the beginning, you know, with such a long season, that eventually things are going to go down. There's going to be a dip. There's going to be, you know, they're going to lose some steam. But that just didn't seem to happen. So I would say now, geez, well, it's at the end of May. Yeah, was it like early March or something? I thought, wow, because I'm a Bruins fan, so I was trying to speculate where, you know, they were, who they were going to end up against later, and you know, people were talking about the Golden Knights, and I thought, well, no, but not until we got into, you know, early March. Did I really think that was going to happen? Because they were just crushing everybody. I mean, just, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And still are.
Yeah. And again, for people from back east, and that's why I love talking to people back there, is like, okay, we never really believed in this thing. Where here, it's like you saw them win their first three games, and it's like, okay, well, you know, no, November comes around, December comes around. Wait a minute, January, February. Wait a minute, this team's going to be in the playoffs. So for people on the East Coast, I think it's like, come on, Vegas, are you kidding me? Especially for old school hockey people that say, hey, come on, there's no way in the world this thing is even going to work. And how are they going to continue doing this? So
Interesting thoughts. Bill Camp joined us. Bill, give us your keys to this series. Golden Knights, Washington Capitals, and we know the story with the Caps. You probably know very, very well about this team. Just they've been knocking on the door for years, for the last couple decades, haven't been able to get the job done. They're finally here with Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah, it's for all of the great offensive talent on both teams, and on the blue line, I think, as you well know, I mean, it all comes down to how a goalkeeper's playing in those, 2 weeks that they're going through the finals, so it's going to be Holtby and Fleury. I really think that will obviously come down to it. But it's going to be an exciting series, man. It's going to be so fantastic to watch.
Who you pick?
Offensively, both teams are just, it's so incredible as a hockey person to watch, especially Stanley Cup final hockey, but the whole trip through playoffs is just, it takes on a whole different degree of intensity and chaos and sort of order, the skill level just jumps and the speed of the game and the skill that these guys have, it's just mind-boggling. And, I think with all of the action that's going to happen, between each goal, it's going to come down to Holtby and Fleury.
Yes, it probably will. Give us a prediction, my friend. How many games? Who wins this series? Who's carrying home the cup?
I'm going to say 7, and just because I'm, from the East Coast, I'm going to go with the Caps.
See, I thought you were going to say, because I'm on in Las Vegas today, that's you're going to go with the Knights. Come on, Bill.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Golden Knights, but I really would love to see Ovi go.
Well, that sounds like maybe a lunch or a dinner wager coming. When you coming to Vegas, we might have to wager something here, my friend.
Hey, sure. Oh, that's cool. Let's do dinner.
I'm down for that. I'm down for that. This is documented, my friend, here, so there we go.
Okay, man. No problem. If they ask me to come out and present something at those sports awards, I'll see you in Vegas. And we'll see who takes who out.
There you go, man. There you go. All right. I like my steak now. Just saying, there's some good steak houses here. So remember that. All right. I'm just warning you. Oh, I'm not going to break
you. No problem, man. I'll be good for it.
Hey, before I let you go, let's talk about the night of. It was one of my favorite miniseries, whatever you want to call it. It was all around fantastic. You were great in it. John Turturro was great. The lead actor, that was a bust-out Riz. Performance. Oh, yeah. Man, great. So talk about that role for you in that experience.
That was a great privilege to do, just because it was here, it was home. I got to, make something here at home, which is great. And then working with Steve Zellian and Richard Price, who wrote a pretty magnificent story. And from top to bottom, from those two guys through the crew, all the designers, the camera crew, and the cast, of course, you mentioned John and Riz and then Jeannie Berlin. It was just sort of chock full. So it was a great experience. It was a real privilege. And as a story, I thought, the relevance of that story was excellent. And I loved the fact that we end up sort of ambiguous in a way, or it could be, it's not wrapped up in a bow at the very end. And I was really privileged to be part of a story that dealt with our criminal justice
right.
system.
Is there a continuance there with that possibly, or is it done? We won't see any more of that.
I don't know, TC. Mm-hmm. I really have no idea what's going on. There has been no talk. I know people want to see it again. So I guess that decision lies with HBO and the creators,
right?
Steve and Richard and those people. But yeah, it would be awesome to be part of another. Round of that if they decide to include those same characters. They may not,
Right. So do you have a thing for poker in sports here? Molly's game and Rounders. We're going back in the day. Come on, man. There's something here.
No, you know, what's crazy is I'm the worst card player, like, in the world. I'm really, really bad. So if you would ask me to go out with you and play cards, I probably would have said no.
Yeah, I'm with you, because, man. I'll go to the sports book. I'll be at the
My
sports
dad
book
was
before
a great
that.
Card player. Huh?
I said I'll be at the sports book long before I'm at a poker table.
Yeah, no, it's, but they're, you know, Rounders was I got to work with John Dahl, the director of that film, again on a show called The Looming Tower.
Right.
Which is on Hulu, and John is, you know, a brilliant director, as you know, and that movie is amazing. I think I heard there was going to be another Rounders. They were going to do a Rounders 2, maybe.
I heard that,
but
too,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, so. But, yeah, and then, of course, working on Molly's Game, which was pretty fantastic, to be with Jessica and Michael and Aaron, of course. It's just, I have no idea. Maybe because they look at me and they think, oh, well, that guy played a good loser. Maybe they'll be like, we need somebody to go like $1.2 million in the hole in like 15 hours. And this guy will be, we can believe that.
Right. See, either the loser or the detective, they kind of go hand in hand. We always see all these things right. In Law and Order, right? He's got a gambling problem.
The loser, grumpy detective stumbles on something.
Bill, thanks for spending some time with us today. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are with your schedule, and congratulations on your success. And I look forward to seeing you when you come to Vegas. We'd have some fun.
Cool, TC. I look forward to it, too. Thank you so much.
You got it, my friend. All right, there he is, Bill Camp, fantastic actor, Emmy-nominated actor. We talked about The Night of Jason Bourne. He was in that. And, of course, we talked about Rounders, Molly's Game. Longtime hockey fan, does a great job narrating the quest for the Stanley Cup. He's picking the Caps. Mags, I got a bet. I got a wager now. You like that?
Sure.
Who do you like in this, me or him?
I'm not going to comment. I will say
Whoa.
This. No. I'll say this. I made my bold prediction in game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. I said the team that won that game would win the Stanley Cup. So take that for what it's worth.
Right. And I've been trying to stay right in the middle of all this stuff.
No, you know what? I mean, I'm
committed now.
I think for Washington, the way they've reacted since Wednesday night, they're acting like they're happy to be there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not in their locker room. I haven't talked to any of their players. Hopefully, I will. And I'll get a better gauge on it before Monday night. But speaking with the Golden Knights players, they've been pretty honest about it from the Kings series. And that is, this isn't the goal. The goal isn't to win a series. The goal isn't to get to the Western Conference Finals. The goal is not to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. The goal is to win. And none of those guys are satisfied. You haven't seen them really celebrating. You haven't seen them talking about, hey, we're happy about this. No, they're not happy about this. They're happy when they win 4 more games, mm-hmm. They'll be happy.
And we've talked about that from day one. They approach a game in December no different than a game in May. And that's a beautiful thing. That's why they're being successful. We come back, NBA playoffs. We've got a big game tonight. We'll talk about what happened last night in Houston. Get on over to one of the fantastic CG Technology sports books and get the mobile app. Bet on this Memorial Day holiday weekend. You got plenty of Major League Baseball, always a great time for that. And of course, there's this thing called the Stanley Cup. Bet on your Vegas Golden Knights. And of course, we also have the NBA playoffs as well. It's the CG Technology mobile app, betting made easy. Bet from your cell phone anywhere in the great state of Nevada. If you're at the games, wherever you're watching the games, use the mobile app to do that. Very, very simple. Go over and sign up at the M Resort, the Palms, the Silverton, the Venetian Palazzo, the Hard Rock, the Tropicana, the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, all CG sportsbooks at those locations. It is the CG Technology mobile app, betting made easy. All right, no show for us on Monday. It is a holiday, and we're going to be really going crazy with Vegas Golden Knights coverage. Frank, Clayton, the gang, they'll be out at T-Mobile Arena inside Hyde for an extensive pregame show. Remember, face-off is 5 o'clock, so pregame show is going to start at 2:00.
on Monday. So if you're out and about, make sure that you tune in. If you're heading over to T-Mobile, Toshiba Plaza, whether you're going to view it inside, you have a ticket, or hang out outside in that area, get there early. I'm sure traffic will be a little bit crazy, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Those guys are actually going to be giving away a pair of tickets for Game 1. I saw today that tickets were selling on the secondary market for an average. So, I mean, obviously, they're not all that expensive. On average, $1,000.
Yes. I got a text from a person today, my girl Christy with a C, who lives up in Canada.
Ah.
And she's a season ticket holder here. So she said, here's the price if you want to sell for me. And it's in the 200s, lower rows in the 200s, $900.
Wow.
There you go. I said, do I get a discount? She goes, absolutely not. I won't even give my mother a discount.
Well, you know, you got to pay for those season tickets for next year, right?
Exactly.
You know, but I think the thing is, I don't know if anybody ever could have imagined this. And now that it's here, it's like, look, you know what? This is history, because I don't care what the rules are for Seattle. We will never see this again in the history of sports. I don't care.
I don't know if you want to say never. No, that's bold, man.
I am very confident that this was just the right mix of the right people, the right moves, and the right circumstances for all of this to come together the way it did. Seattle, they don't stand a chance. They will not live up to this.
But you got to remember, a year and a half ago, we were saying the exact same thing. Well, everybody was saying the same thing. We were saying, hell yeah, it'd be great to win 20 games. 25, 30's a bonus.
Well, I think part of it is teams are not going to be as willing to make deals like they were with Vegas. Like Bill Foley said, look, Pittsburgh wanted Vegas to take Marc-Andre Fleury so bad that they gave him a second-round pick.
I know.
I mean, think about it. You want this team to take a three-time Stanley Cup-winning goalie. The reason you won the Stanley Cup last year, and I get Murray played in the finals, but they don't get there without Fleury. Take this guy and a second-round pick. Minnesota, don't take this guy, so take Alex Tuch and Eric Halla. You're not going to see that type of situation with Seattle. I don't think teams are going to make those kinds of moves again.
Christy with a C did also say double the price for Washington fans.
Of course.
Exactly.
Triple it.
All right. I want to thank Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, the man that had the vision along with the Maloofs, put up the money, and has orchestrated this brilliant ride. Thanks to Bill Foley for joining us today. Bill Camp, the Emmy-nominated actor, for joining us as well, talking Quest for the Stanley Cup. Does a fantastic job with that. And, of course, all of his great movie and television roles as well. And thanks to all of you. All right, get out there Monday for Golden Knights. And remember, the pregame show will start at 2 o'clock right here on Fox Sports Radio. Don't forget, Sunday, Bill Laimbeer, the Las Vegas Aces, is going to be out there at the Mandalay Bay against the Seattle Storm. Great ball game. Tickets are almost sold out. If you haven't got them yet, get them at the Las Vegas Aces website or accessaxs.com. Looking forward to that. And if you can't get out there, listen to the game. We'll be doing it on our sister station across the hall. Looking forward to that. An ESPN 1100, 100.9 pregame show starts at 5 and tip-off for the Las Vegas Aces at 5:30 on Sunday. So it's an exciting weekend here in Las Vegas. Be part of it. Enjoy. If you miss any part of the show, the past shows, go to tcmartinshow.com.